Hey guys, I'm Mark Potter. Welcome to another episode of Brushstrokes, a podcast powered by Canvas Magazine. Guys, today's episode is brought to you by Conduit Incorporated. You know this. Conduit does custom content. It helps you channel connections, create connections, and it uses the process of creating custom content to develop leads, to build a community, create trust. We've seen it succeed so many times, and it's just been a lot of fun, and our clients love it. The fact of the matter is, it's a great way to stand out in today's world. So take a look at www.conduit-inc.com for all of your custom content needs. Guys, today is a little bit of me soapboxing, a little monologue, if you will. I've got a great guest coming in next week, but I thought, I'm going to use the opportunity to wax on poetically. And the thing that I want to talk about is something that I've probably talked about before, and that is this epidemic that we've got of self-centeredness and lack of manners, that type of thing. But it carries forth in everything we do. And I've been thinking a lot about it, and I've been reading a lot about it, and I've wondered, where is this all stemming from? Obviously, we collectively are selfish creatures, right? We all want to eat. We all need a roof over our heads. We need to live. And so that makes sense, you know. But the reality is, historically, we've had to get along with others. You know, we've had to simply interact. We've had to conduct commerce, and we've had to be friendly to our neighbors and simply get along. And that's not necessarily just a requirement to fulfill your selfish needs. It's actually, in my opinion, something internal. It's something that is more fulfilling. To me, it makes sense when you're connected with someone, you show them that you care, you show real empathy, and there's something that makes you feel better inside. So it's almost like being selfless for selfish reasons. I mean, if you're being selfless, who really cares where the motivation is? But if you're being selfish, you know, then you wonder where that motivation comes from. And I think we do have a little bit of a mass insecurity going on that's been exacerbated by all technology and the immediacy of the moment, the immediacy of gratification. And so I've seen it. I talked to someone the other day. I had a question for someone, and the person was looking down at their phone and looked to be ignoring me completely. And I was standing right in front of them. And I've kind of boldly said, "Can you look at me, please?" And the person picked their head up and said, "Excuse me," as if I had offended them. And I walked away with my heart sinking a bit, thinking it's become a weird place that I can't even walk up to somebody and they can't take the moment to engage. And so that makes me nervous for my kids. That makes me nervous for our industry in general in terms of interacting with people. That's what our whole industry was predicated on. It was all built on great connections. Certainly, we've provided the vehicle for communication and helped enhance communications. But to get there, we had to interact personally. And so I do believe still to this day that there's a great way to stand out, and it is by being a little bit more vulnerable and trying to engage. There are times when I have seen people get upset when I've complimented others. You know, it's as if to say, you know, as you all know, I have watched a lot of youth hockey. If I were to say, you know, that kid is pretty good, the person I'm with might receive that as an indictment of their own kid. We've gotten to a point where we can't even compliment somebody without somebody taking it on themselves, thinking, well, what does that mean, you know, about my kid? Well, it doesn't mean anything about your kid. It means that that kid's a good player. I just haven't been commenting on your kid. And so we're ultra sensitive. And we're human, we are insecure. We are vulnerable, but we have all these tools to put the walls up. You know, it's not, the walls are always there. You know, it's like when kids bully other kids. You know, there's an insecurity that is rooted in that bullying. And but now we're into the cyberbullying. Now we're into technology that even puts up the wall further. You know, people can be super, super bold saying stuff online, but never would they say it to someone's face. And so I think we have to be cognizant in this day and age of that these walls are getting built up. And yet, to stand out, you have to have great relationships. You have to have people that just like you. And to do that, you have to find a place in your heart to be empathetic, to see things through pure eyes, you know, to maybe step back a beat and look at people and say, you know, that guy just gave me grief and I don't know, maybe he's having a bad day, or my boss is all over me and you know, okay. Let's step back. I mean, it helps. I had a friend of mine who is really struggling with his company, working for this for specific people, and they the tendency is to wax on or whine about it a bit, and then maybe even commiserate with others. Right? We've all done it. We've all. I mean, this is not coming from a place of perfection. Trust me. I'm certainly as imperfect as they come. But when we do that, you know, we're fueling the fire. We're getting back to a point where, okay, you know, now I'm immersed in this negative cycle. And maybe the trick, and it can be a trick. It can be not necessarily sincere, right? Meaning, but you can build the habit by saying, you know what, maybe I'll step back and see what's, maybe there's stuff going in that person's life. Maybe it's stuff going on in the boss's life. Maybe I need to step back and say, you know what? I'm going to just do the best job I can. I'm going to interact with people. I'm going to be the positive person. And that ain't easy. I mean, that is not easy stuff. There's just no doubt about it. I'm not telling you to be a blindly Pollyannic person, right? That everything is roses and you don't get punched in the stomach and go, oh, can I have another? You know, the reality is it's just a little tactic to step back and go, maybe I need to look at this through their eyes or through God's eyes or through whoever's eyes, you know, depending on your perspective on things. But taking a different view might allow you to kind of get past it in the first place, but then it's also really, really good tactically. You know, manners matter, and it shows respect for others. And I think we live in that age where there's not a lot of manners. You know, everybody says, you know, there's not a lot of mystery. They're posting everything on Instagram and Facebook and Snapchat, and there's no mystery to anything anymore. Well, that's not really true, because everything that's posted is really superficial, right? I mean, if you went on Facebook and maybe many of you are, and you watched and you saw everything that was posted, you'd say, my God, that group has the perfect life. Everything is roses. Nobody posts the fight they had with their spouse the night before, or the angst that they feel over their kid. You know, it's all roses, and it's a little bit of, it's not mystery, there's no mystery there, it's kind of BS. And so I'm just saying that we're at a time where maybe we need to pick our heads up and look people in the eye. Maybe we need to step up and say, you know what, I'm going to look at things a little bit differently, and that's how I'm going to stand out. I believe passionately in the process of custom content, for example. You know, I don't want this to be a little sales job, but I do it because it comes from a place of, you know, real empathy. It comes from something inside of me because it's a great way to connect with people. It's a great way to go ask questions. So I'm not telling you to use us. I'm not saying you need to invest in that kind of process. But I do think that there's a lesson in there that go ask questions. You know, go do a little study for yourself and ask five people the same questions. I had a group ask me a few months ago, what would you do if you were us? And I said, well, first thing I would do is simply go canvas, pun completely intended, the market and go ask some questions. Go ask people the same five questions. Next thing you know, you get some data. It's not necessarily the most statistically relevant, but it's really great data. It's great insight. But it also allowed you to just talk to people. It allowed you to just kind of engage people. And you weren't selling anything. And it was, you know, taking the time to just say, the focus is on them and tell me what's up. I wrote this in a blog and that we'll post this week. And so I'll be a little bit redundant in my podcast. And that is, I had a guy, an old trainer guy, who said to me once, you know, try this out. Go to a cocktail party or next little gathering of anybody and where you don't really know anybody and just ask questions. And as silly as that sounds, it works. And he says, I am always the most popular person in the room. And they don't know what the hell I do. It's cathartic on some level, you know. It's, you go in, it's almost like doing research and you're just talking to people and you know, and he doesn't fake it. You know, eventually once you start using the tactic of asking questions and being empathetic, you know, then it becomes who you are. You know, it becomes more than a habit, it becomes your character. You're just someone who's inquisitive. You're someone who says, you know what, I'm here in this moment. Tell me a story, you know, tell me a little bit about yourself, that kind of thing. And we're missing that. But our industry, and this is my moral to the story, if you will, our industry is rooted in this. We've always done this. We're the ones who knock on the doors and talk to people and ask them. Yeah, sure, we sell them print or marketing services or whatever, but not until they know and trust us. And like us, you know. I had another friend who was telling me about his business. I was up in Boston recently, and this was at a printer that I just went and saw. And he was saying it's amazing. People call me if they've got questions around desktop printing, because in their minds they're like, okay, printing. Well, who do I ask? You know, I'm going to go ask John. And so isn't that a wonderful place to be? Like, they're thinking of you in for whatever questions. That's what we're trying to get. And I'm telling you, and what I've preached and I've talked about ad nauseum over the last 12 years is that it's not what we do that defines us. It's who knows us, right? It's who says, I just really like that person. And they've seemed to show an interest in our business and they in me, and I can ask the question. And what's the worst answer you can give them? I don't know anything about that. I don't do it, but I sure as heck am going to find a place to do it. And so empathy as a strategy is still in vogue, if you ask me. I still believe in it. I think more than ever. I do worry. I'm not going to lie. I do worry. I'm sure there's a lot of you that worry about your kids and the next generation and this world that we're living in. And we can look at the silly politics, and we can look at some catastrophic stuff that happens in across the globe. But the root of it all is, where are we interpersonally? You know, where are we in terms of engaging one another, being a little bit more vulnerable, asking some questions, and not worrying and taking ourselves so seriously, you know? So, I don't know. That's just my little soapbox, and I thought it's on my mind, and, you know, I guess I'm taking advantage of the platform, if you will. But I hope you guys appreciate that. I think that, again, we're in that mode that we really want to help. engage with those questions. And so, you know, Brushstrokes is an effort to kind of find some people who are doing that. And Canvas is a platform to do that. And so I hope you guys all appreciate that. Again, you know, check out www.conduit-inc.com for all your custom content needs. This has been a little podcast brought to you by Canvas Magazine, and we really appreciate you listening. So until next week, when I have a really cool guest, be the buffalo. Thanks for listening.